Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, established in the Word. We're established in the commandments of God. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're so happy for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with a message from God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, grateful for our anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Many of the so-called Christians today talk about how he gave his only begotten son and tell you all about the wonderful things Jesus did, how he loved the children, and how he showed so much love. And I want to focus on the things that he did. And you'll find that the one that he sent today and in yesterday is doing the same thing he did. So let's not get offended in the one that God sent, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Before we get into that, we have a couple of songs for you today. A poem by Sister Tatum. We want to hear our first song, Judgment, by the choir. Our Deacon Dale wrote the song, Judgment. Thank God.
Give ear and I will speak of how the word changed me. Obeyed and patiently, diligently I do see that pure and righteous way, the Holy One to guide me, marking the perfect man, immovable as my stand. And when doctrine of men, they call not hated of all men, like Jesus I was given a commandment what I should say,
and his life everlasting,
whatsoever life speak,
what the Father said to me.
So the
Father said to me, so
Makes us perfect. Thank God for that number. Sister Tatum has a poem, and I'm hoping you're enjoying these poems that she has been inspired to write. We enjoy them. If you'd like to get these poems, call us, drop us a line. We can get it to you. She has a little poem, book of poems, and we think you'll enjoy it. You may not get the accompaniment with it, but we can work on that too, because we enjoy the accompaniment of our Elder Miles. This time, Sister Tatum, thank God for you.
Oh Lord, it's such a beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. It's good to wake up feeling good and having a mind to say, what a blessing to have happiness, joy, and a peace of mind that could only come from living right in this evil day and time. It's such a blessing to feel your spirit burning deep within. It's such a blessing to know your power has washed my soul from sin. It's such a blessing to have your anointed to lead and guide the way, to show us how to follow as we travel day by day. It's such a blessing to know each Sabbath day is a sign that you have given, that you've sanctified and set aside a people in the land of the living. Oh Lord, I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed that I was chosen to obey, to love, honor, acknowledge your holy Sabbath day. To cherish it always, for the Sabbath was made to stay. For in the beginning, in the creation, it was in the plan of God. And his anointed is given the wisdom to keep us reminded through his rod.
Thank God for our Sister Tatum. Thank God.
Shall he
wake up, thou that sleepest. Hallelujah. And could rise, shall give thee light.
Shall give thee light.
I know he'll
give thee light. Shall give thee light.
Marvel not unto the coming hour, when all in the grace
shall
hear and come forth.
They that have done good.
They that have done good. Unto life eternal.
They that have done evil.
They that have done evil.
Unto the resurrection
of damnation.
God's gonna give.
give me light.
Thank God, God will give you light. Thank God, our Deacon Debbie, thank God.
Thank God, we can thank God how all, we are thanking all of you who came out and to join us on the appreciation service that we had for our pastor on Saturday night on the in the third on the third Saturday in June. We had a glorious time in the Lord. Most beautiful time. Songs, testimonies, most beautiful. Remember, you can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for your deacon. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. Little horse. Sometimes you get a little horse praising the Lord. Yes. We do that here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes, you do.
Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now let's go to St. John 3:16. So many love to quote this scripture. And I love this scripture. I love all scripture. Because all scripture was given by inspiration of God. And the scripture reads like this, Evangelist.
For God.
God.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
What?
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
What?
But have everlasting life.
So now it's not about believing that he came and died for our sins. It's believing what was in him. His way of life. His way of life is the ways of God. What's in him and what was in him when he came to this earth and took on flesh, God now, took on sonship, was the Word.
Yes.
Which is the Ten Commandments. And I believe on what was in him, what he stood for.
Yes.
And if you do, you shouldn't perish, but you should have everlasting life. Read.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world.
God never sent the prophets, none of his anointed, to condemn the world, to beat on them. But what?
But that the world through him.
Through him.
Might be saved.
So he didn't come here to beat ones out of the temple. That wasn't his mission. But in doing so, it preserves those that believe in him and gives those a chance to believe in God, to love God, and to take on his way. Read.
He that believeth on him.
What?
Is not condemned.
What?
But he that believeth not is condemned already.
And the only thing condemns us is the Word.
Yes.
When we find ourselves not putting it in action, because if you believe, you have the works to prove that you believe, because believing is faith. And faith without works is dead. If you say you believe that he died for your sins, that he loved us, you should die also and take on his ways.
Yes.
What?
Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Now remember one thing. His name is Jesus, but his name is also the Word.
Yes.
That's what the spiritual mind is focused on.
Yes.
Because J-E-S-U-S do not tell you anything but that that's the name of the Son. But the Word tells you what he's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And let you know how and what his way is. The 10 precepts. Let's go to Mark 7:5.
Mm-hmm.
God so loved the world. And as I say, ones just will melt and cry when they hear that scripture. And you should, if you love God, which means you are obeying what was in him.
Yes.
The way he taught, what he was all about. If you want to be like him, it's something truly to cry about.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. But just to say you believe he came here and died for your sins, I believe that before I even sought God, I believe that. I believe what they wrote about Hitler. I never knew the man, but I believe history. And some choose to not believe what he did to all of those he massacred.
Yes.
What if some don't believe? We have history.
Yes.
Now, in the scriptures, what if we don't believe the words that Jesus spoke? So what? It don't make the word of God of none effect. But I believe the words he taught. And that's what I want to focus on, because so many focus on him cuddling the children.
Mm-hmm.
So many believe that, well, he died. He loved us so much. He loved us also enough to call us what we were when we were like that. Hypocrites.
Yes.
Or wrong. Or right. He called us on it. And I don't see anyone saying how he don't have love when he beat them out of the temple. But when ones come today that God sends and tells the so-called church world of their shenanigans, then they say, you don't have no love. Well, Jesus so loved the world. Let's talk about his love. Mark 7:5. What did he do?
Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders?
Remember, now these are preachers. Here is the Son who loved us. And he's so loving the world, dealing with these preachers. What did he say?
But eat bread with unwashed hands.
Now, these are the scribes and Pharisees questioning Jesus and those that follow him, and they do the same thing. Maybe you're one of them today. Why we here at 425 don't act like the traditional Christian? Because the traditional Christian don't know God according to his teaching. What did the Lord say?
He answered and said unto them, well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites.
Look at the love he showed them. He called them hypocrites. Well have Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites. And God have prophesied of these hypocrites today.
Yes.
Because they don't know God's way. And they don't obey what he gave his anointed. Read.
Mm-hmm. As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips.
What?
But their heart is far from me.
Isn't that love? He's telling them about their shenanigans.
Yes, it is.
Read.
Howbeit, in vain do they worship me.
Isn't that love? In vain they do worship me. Mm-hmm. I believe what Jesus is saying.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
In vain they do worship me.
Teaching. For doctrine. The commandments of men.
Well, I'm saying the same thing today. If you are one that believes that Sunday is the day of rest, you're worshiping in vain.
All
because
right.
That's a commandment of a man.
Yes.
Not of God.
All right.
In the commandments of God, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
Now, is that love? I'm only repeating what the one had so much love repeated and said. Read.
For laying aside the commandment of God.
Oh, listen to the love he's showing them. Telling them the truth about themselves.
Yes.
And so many today lay aside the commandments of God because the jackleg preachers told them the commandments were done away with because you couldn't keep them. You are liars.
Yes.
Because God is not saying that.
That's right.
The Son is not saying that.
No, he's not.
He said, laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the tradition, what?
Of men.
What?
As the washing of pots.
What?
And cups. And many other such like things ye do.
Well, you know what they do today? They say, well, you have to just be baptized when you're a baby. That's your Baptist. Then some say you got to speak in the Holy Ghost. You got to tarry and slobber at the mouth. That's how you get the Holy Ghost. That's a lie.
Yes.
Because the Lord said the Holy Ghost don't come with observation like that. And many other such like things.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And he said unto them, full well.
Full well.
Ye reject the commandment of God.
Is that love?
Yes.
Because I say the same thing to the traditional Christian that observe Sunday keeping. Any Christian that don't believe you must live holy. Full well. Full well ye reject the commandment of God. What?
That ye may keep your own tradition.
Let's go to St. John 14:1. Is this love? Yes. Don't you just love Jesus? Yes. Don't you just love his sayings? Look what's in him and how he's preaching to us today. Yes. I'm only repeating the words of the Lord. Full well, mm-hmm. you lay aside the commandments of God to keep your own traditions. And they're not God's traditions.
All right.
St. John 14:1, what?
Oh, 14:1, thank God.
Let not your heart be troubled. What?
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God.
What?
Believe also in
God.
Oh,
you love to tell the people this. And they've been out partying all night long, committing sin. And then you tell the people, don't be troubled. You believe in God. You believe he died for your sin. He's your personal savior. He's not your savior because you're not saved.
That's right.
You're not saved. He's not your savior.
That's right.
And he's not personal either.
That's right.
Read the fifth verse.
Mm-hmm. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way?
Well, so many say this the same thing today. We know we're not perfect. Who then can be perfect? Ain't nobody perfect but God. We know we're full of sin. And these preachers tell the people, don't look at nobody else, look at yourself. You're full of it. You're in the wrong church talking like that.
Yes.
Read.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way,
what?
The truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So he
me.
Said, you know, you got to come by the way. And the way was made known unto Moses, unto all his anointed. He's the truth, and we understand thy law is the truth. Yes. Thy word is the truth. It's the same thing.
Yes, right.
So Jesus is the word, he's the law. And he is the life because this is our life.
Yes, it is.
That we observe all the words in this mm-hmm. law.
Yes.
15th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Well, here's one that so loved the world is letting us know what love is. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, how can you keep God's commandments if it's done away with? If you couldn't keep them? Dumb preachers teaching these people these things. 21st verse says what?
He that hath my commandments and keep them.
Now, you got to have the commandments and keep them. What?
He it is that loveth me.
Now, that's the one that loved God. That's the love God is talking about. Those that keep God's commandments, have them and keep them. Yes. How can you say you have them when these preachers tell you, well, he died for our sin because he know we couldn't do it. You're a liar. Tell your preacher to call me. He that hath my commandments, say it again.
He that hath my commandments
what?
And keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved.